Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today's show is all about travel trends. What's happening right now in the travel world? We're hearing so many different conversations about different aspects of the travel industry. So I asked some of my friends to come on with me. Earlier in the show, I had Erica Richter from the American Society of Travel Advisors, where she shared some of the trends that travel advisors are experiencing right now. Then later, I followed up with Nisreen, who is the Global Communications Director for Brand Expedia. So I asked her to let's finish our conversation in this segment. And I wanted to talk with her about cruises and short-term rentals, because as you know, they have definitely been top of the discussion as well, especially those cruise lines. So here's a continuation of my conversation with Nisreen. So Nisreen, thank you so much for sticking with me here. So I do have a few more questions, because, you know, it seems like the cruise lines really got beat up a bit with everything that was going on, especially initially here in the U.S. when we started to see some of the cases increase here. It seemed as though the cruise lines were really involved. So what are you guys seeing with people booking cruises?
So I don't have any data to share with you right now, but I think what I can say is that travelers, even those who take cruises, are a resilient bunch. You know, it takes a lot to really keep people from traveling. If there's life, there's travel, and that involves taking cruises. I mean, my neighbors, for example, were part of the group that was sort of quarantined on the Zaandam cruise boat for 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. And they returned home maybe just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I asked them, do you think you'll take a cruise again? And they said, absolutely. It's not the cruise ship's fault.
Yeah.
Nobody could plan for this. So, you know, I expect everything to rebound. I think everything is going to rebound at their own pace. So it's hard to say exactly when. But people will start taking cruises again. And I think we'll probably, again, similar with, you know, how I mentioned with the other sort of travel trends, I would venture to guess that people will probably start taking cruises that are a little bit closer to home. So we might see ones for the Caribbean for U.S. travelers start to spike first versus necessarily ones that might be like a Mediterranean cruise or, you know, a big Alaska cruise or something like that.
Yeah, I agree with you so much there, because I think people who love to cruise, love to cruise.
Absolutely, so, they do.
Yeah, so I don't know if there's any kind of breaking that. I mean, they may be a little nervous, but they're still going to go ahead and book that cruise and get on that ship. And I'm one of them. I love to cruise.
Yeah.
Because I'm finding, you know, some of the people that I talk with, they're booking cruises into 2021. I mean, if they're feeling a little shaky about it, they're just saying, well, okay, I'll book it in 2021, which is pretty typical anyway, because most times people do book a cruise out about a year or so out anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also some of the cruise lines are taking note of that, and they're also offering flexible policies. So they're really working hard to adapt to the travelers where they can.
Now, what do you think about hotels? Because I know I've received some notices from hotels and some updates on some of their policies that they're putting in place for making sure that people feel safe and secure in terms of sanitizing and disinfecting. But also, too, I'm hearing some people say, well, I think I'll feel a little bit better if I stay in some of the, you know, short-term rentals like vacation rentals or condos and things like that. So are you seeing anything like that or hearing anything along those lines?
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, this is a topic where a lot of people are split on right down the middle. So for a lot of people, like you said, there's a ton of appeal in a vacation rental because you can stay with a larger group of people. So perhaps your larger family, you have the comforts of home right there with you. You can cook, so you don't have to go out as much. And you can theoretically almost shelter in place just in a different location. So there's a lot of appeal to that. On the other side of the coin, a lot of major hotel chains, as you said, are rolling out new policies on cleaning and sanitizing. So that quality assurance might give a lot of travelers that peace of mind that they may not necessarily feel like they're getting in another scenario. So it does really impact a traveler differently. And so I think we'll probably see travelers make both choices, because I think, again, to my point about seeing those same types of travel behaviors, I think there are people who just were hotel people, and then there are people who are vacation rental people.
Yes,
and I think you'll still see them, you know, going to one choice over the other, because I think from a vacation rental place, I think we're going to start to see a lot of homeowners adjust their policies and try to make note where they're over, you know, going above and beyond and over sanitizing their properties and things like that, just to make sure people feel comfortable.
You're so right about that, because I think that, you know, at least some of the things that I'm hearing is that people are also expressing some concern around that, that they know that the hotels will have the, you know, sort of the commercial type cleansers, where homeowners who are doing vacation rentals may not have those same type cleaners that are stronger, at least in the perception of being stronger.
Yeah. I think it's going to be an interesting sort of space to navigate. And we are working really close with our partners, both on the vacation rental side and on the hotel lodging side, to try and understand what these measures are that they're putting in place. And we're working really hard to try and figure out how we can take that information and make sure that we share it with the travelers so that they're making these informed decisions based on what's right for them.
Well, very, very good. I'm very pleased to hear that. Now, tell us a little bit, though, about how people can go to Expedia. I mean, I can't imagine that people are not already going there. But give us a little bit of information about the experience that they can have there. Because you also have other information, too, that people can find there. You have a blog and information on different destinations as well on your site?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously you can come to Expedia.com and search for any combination of a trip. We've got certain tabs for if you're looking for specifically a hotel or a flight, but we also have a bundles tab, which will help you find packages where the price has already been put together for you. And you can just sort of go and select options that fit within your budget. Additionally, we have an amazing mobile app. I highly recommend downloading that, because not only can you do those same types of searches, but oftentimes we push out mobile only deals.
Okay.
So there's a lot of deals to be had that you can only find through our mobile app. Additionally, you can sign up for push notifications. So if your flight does get canceled, for example, that's something that we can notify you, it's as close to real time. If your flight becomes eligible for a cancellation for credit, should you choose not to travel, we are reaching out to customers with those types of push notifications. So I know things can get lost in email a lot of times, and I always find that when I get notifications directly through the apps, it just makes it so much more easy and turnkey for me. So I highly recommend that. We also have a blog called Viewfinder, where you can come and we've covered all sorts of different fun topics, such as bucket list destinations and budget-friendly beach vacations and things like that. We also have a podcast called Out Travel the System, and you can listen to a variety of episodes where we talk about the best time to book, we talk about tips for taking a family vacation, and all sorts of fun data that we try to share.
And what is the website?
Expedia.com.
Expedia.com. That is easy enough. Now, hopefully we can check back in with you, though, as everyone gets back out there on the road, ready to take those family vacations, and even business trips, too, are going to start back up, because those also stopped as well. Not only just the family vacations. So, yes.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you come back. I've enjoyed talking with you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on, and we're here to help. So looking forward to continuing the discussion.
Well, looking forward to it as well, because I really love having folks like you come on and talk directly to the consumer so that they know exactly what's going on and they can feel a lot better about the choices that they're making and the decisions that they're deciding for their family trips.
Absolutely. I think the best traveler is an informed traveler.
I hope today's show has given you a little insight into where we are today with travel. It sure has helped me feel a little better about what's to come, because I truly believe that we will gain the confidence and the trust to get back out there doing what human beings have done for centuries. That's explore the world. We've always done that. After all, it is our home. We can't be afraid to see it and experience it. We will do things, of course, in our own time, balancing what we feel is best for us individually, as well as what's best for us and our family. The world will be there. It will be there waiting with open arms for us to come back out there. So this time I want to wrap up the show. It's been a great show. I've really enjoyed talking with my guests. And I also want to thank our sponsor, the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. which is a beautiful island experience with pristine beaches and cottages that are called birdhouses. How quaint and how unique is that? Perfect for us human beings to get away from it all, because those birdhouses are for humans. Visit their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, thanks for joining me today, and I'll be back soon with more travel tips, updates, and destinations. Bye-bye.